Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. We're kicking the morning off with a first in Playbook. The Senate Leadership Fund is layering another attack ad on Montana Senator John Tester. The spot has President Donald Trump at a rally, saying Tester voted in favor of sanctuary cities, is weak on the border, didn't vote for tax cuts, and that he took a gentleman, Ronnie Jackson, out. The big news of the morning is the bombshell interview Rudy Giuliani gave to Sean Hannity last night, where he said the president repaid his lawyer, Michael Cohen, for the Stormy Daniels settlement. This contradicts what Trump has previously said. The Washington Post is reporting that Giuliani told them in an interview that Cohen knew he would eventually get paid back by Trump as he was for other expenses. While the New York Times highlights that the reason Giuliani is talking about this is he is trying to remove the issue of a campaign finance violation. Our colleague Annie Carney is up with a story on Trump's fixers, looking at how despite the president's preference for central casting type characters, behind the scenes, there are a group of loyal fixers who lie for the president and clean up his messes. While the New York Times is up with a White House memo looking at how Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly has found himself in a familiar place in the White House, looking for the exit. And our colleagues are up with a handy list of five tricks for surviving in Trump's cabinet. They are, number one, stay close. Number two, look the part. Number three, get lucky. Number four, fly under the radar. And number five, stick with the Trump line. The Washington Post is up with a story detailing how there are 10 hard no votes against Nancy Pelosi for Speaker and 10 noncommittal Democrats so far this cycle. This illustrates the Pelosi as Speaker dynamics. To play this out, if 10 new Democrats vote against Pelosi, for example, combine that with the three in the House who have already voted against her, and you need 231 Democrats in the majority to elect the Californian Speaker if everything else goes okay. Meanwhile, there's more drama on the Republican side of things. Burgess Everett and Rachel Bade have a story up on how the drama between Senator Bob Corker and Marsha Blackburn is risking a must-win Senate seat for the GOP. The Miami Herald is reporting that the U.S. is releasing a Guantanamo convict to Saudi Arabia. It is the first transfer in or out of the Guantanamo detention center in the Trump administration. And for your radar, the AP is up with a look at how a high-powered U.S. delegation led by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is in China to talk about trade, in particular, differences over technology. And here's what's on tap for President Donald Trump today. This morning, the president will attend the National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.